This is 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour, presented by Churches of Christ and individual Christians promoting New Testament Christianity. Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Jesus urged his immediate disciples to pray to the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth more laborers. Our Lord was announcing his desire for more men and women, boys and girls, to use their time and talent to reach the lost and bring them into the kingdom of God. The modern need for laborers in the harvest is even greater than it was when Jesus walked this earth. Are you and I willing to do all we can to recruit workers and to be diligent workers ourselves? The earthly pay may not be great, but the eternal reward is far beyond our dreams. Jesus chose 12 apostles to spearhead the movement we call New Testament Christianity. Please listen to these words. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out, and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Matthew 10:1. The names of the 12 are given in several contexts, but naming them is not our concern today. I want to examine with you some of the responsibilities God gave these men. The 12 apostles were given power over unclean spirits. The Greek word translated power is exousia, and generally is rendered authority. The term unclean spirits refers to demons. They are called unclean because of their spiritual condition, not because of any physical uncleanness. There is no evidence any of them had offensive odors, as one sometimes hears them described by certain television preachers. Jesus gave his apostles authority to cast out the demons out of those who were possessed by them. One often hears modern Pentecostal preachers speak of having authority over demons in our day. There are some real problems with that observation. Demons in the Christian era have no power to indwell anyone. When Jesus came into the world, he destroyed the devil's power to have his representatives to indwell anyone. People can be mentally deficient or troubled, but they are not demon-possessed. If they were demon-possessed, no one in this age has been given authority over them. When we hear certain television preachers claim authority over territorial demons, we know they are deceiving us. Such talk is foolish and unscriptural. I'm not denying the existence of demons, but I am denying their ability to possess anyone in the Christian era. Not only did Jesus give his apostles authority over unclean spirits, he gave them power to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. The two words, sickness and disease, seem designed to cover all possibilities relating to poor health. Incidentally, if all disease is a mental problem, this language is inappropriate. Jesus should have told the apostles to concentrate on helping people to get their thinking straight. But sicknesses and diseases are real, not imagined. Jesus knew they were real and gave his apostles the ability to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Some religious groups in the United States and in other nations deny the reality of physical maladies. They often refuse to call a doctor or to take a child to the hospital for treatment. In some cases, children have died because the parents were unwilling to get them treatment. One religious group will not allow its members to receive blood transfusions because of the Old Testament's restrictions about eating blood. These are tragic and inexcusable situations. If adults want to refuse treatment for serious illnesses, that is their prerogative. But parents are criminally negligent when they refuse medical treatment for children. In one case, the parents would not allow doctors to administer insulin to a severely diabetic child. The child died. It is impossible to understand such hard-heartedness. My friends, we thank you for listening. May God continue to bless and keep you.